Good morning. I'm Paul Murnane with three things to know from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. Number one, a mother is dead. Her husband and kids were hurt after an angry driver ran them down in Rockland County, according to police. They say the driver then threw his vehicle into reverse and hit the family again. This after an argument outside of a convenience store in Garnerville. Police tased the knife-carrying suspect and they took him into custody. And Jason Mendez of Washingtonville has been charged with murder and seven counts of attempted murder. Number two, the driver of a school bus was revived with Narcan and faces a dozen counts of child endangerment and DUI. After the bus she was driving crashed into a tree in Newark, the children on board were not hurt in that crash at 14th Avenue and Jones Street. Number three, the actor Jussie Smollett has been hit with felony charges for allegedly staging the attack that he reported to Chicago police last month. Police are now negotiating for the surrender of the Empire actor, who's been charged with disorderly conduct. That carries a jail term of up to 3 years. His lawyers are promising, and we quote, a thorough investigation and an aggressive defense. In sports, the Islanders lose to the Flames 4-2, and the Nets host the Trailblazers tonight in the NBA. 7 o'clock tonight on WCBS News Radio 880, Wayne Randazzo, Howie Rose on hand for Mets Hot Stove Baseball on WCBS AM 880, and the news will continue on the radio.com app on your phone. Here's the weather. Slow, slippery travel this morning, rising temperatures, breezy and then mild later on, with the clouds breaking for some sun, the high 56. Tonight's partly cloudy, low 35, and for tomorrow to wrap up the work week, it's mostly sunny and cooler with a high of 46. You can check out more about our top stories and listen live at WCBS880.com.